Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Jimmy Jones.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing today?
Hey, all right, how you doing?
I can't complain at all. My name's Harold, one more time, and I'll be able to help you out further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line, just for quality assurance purposes. Jimmy, I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No, sir.
Nope. Okay. And now, did you spray Roundup?
Yes, spray.
You did. And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can I ask you, when were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was, you said when?
Yeah.
March 20th, was it 2023?
How many years would you say you sprayed Roundup?
Probably about 10 years.
Would you say you sprayed it on 10 separate occurrences throughout those 10 years?
Yes, it was like 3 to 4 times a month.
Gotcha. 3 times a month. And now let me ask you, did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes, sir.
When did you start spraying Roundup?
During the summer, most like during the summertime.
During the summertime. Gotcha. Okay. So it was typically during the summer as a seasonal thing?
Yes, sir. Gotcha. Yes.
Okay. And now let me ask you, 919-252-1656, is that the best phone number for you?
Yes, that's it.
Alrighty. And now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to a Roundup?
Yes.
Alrighty. And now, were there any, did you have more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin lymphoma, or was it only the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. Gotcha. And then you said you were diagnosed,
yes.
You were diagnosed March 20th.
Yes, 2023.
Did you spray it for work or did you spray it at home?
At home.
At home.
In the backyard and garden.
Gotcha. Okay. Can I go ahead and get the property address that you sprayed it?
304 Cone Street, Goldsboro, North Carolina, 27534.
Give me one moment here. And that was Goldsboro.
Yes.
Is this your current property address as well? Or did you move?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay.
That is the same.
Same thing. And do you know of any family, friends, neighbors who also sprayed the Roundup spray?
Yes, I know quite a few, but I don't know to what extent.
Gotcha. If you know, after this phone call, if everything goes well with you and, you know, if you feel like it, you know, I definitely would appreciate, you know, getting more people onto it. You know, the more people, the better, really, to bring more awareness. So,
okay, I guess.
Okay. Can I ask you, how old were you at the time when you got diagnosed?
44. Yes, sir.
And then you did spray for at least 10 days or more during that time. Are you a citizen of the United States? Did you get that? Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
Alrighty. And were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
No, sir, none of that.
Did you ever have an organ transplant or an autoimmune disease?
No, sir.
Were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr, lupus, arthritis, or diabetes?
No, sir.
And then, is there any family history of cancer, or did you have any other chemo for any other cancer?
No, that was about it.
Okay. And then you spell your name Jimmy?
Mmie.
Gotcha, gotcha. And then last name Jones?
Jones. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
A male.
And are you married?
No, sir.
No. And now, what's your date of birth?
1979.
And now for your social.
241-514484.
And how did you first learn about your connection between Roundup and your injuries?
Just a lot of health issues. It like started out with a lot of bronchitis, coughing, and just wasn't right.
Gotcha. And then you went to the doctor.
But I didn't know that's what it was at the time. Yeah, I didn't know that's what it was.
And then this was kind of all in 2023 when you kind of found out.
Yes.
Gotcha. And then how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I am 5'11", and right now I was 200. I'm about 180.
180. Okay. And now, what's your email
Yeah.
address? What's the best email address for you?
Real REAL Jim Jones Jr. JimJonesJr at Gmail.
Gotcha. And then, yep, the 919 number is the best phone number for you. And then you said you sprayed it about 3 times a month.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And then when was the first time you sprayed it?
It was back in February, about 2010.
February 2010 or so. Okay. And then the last time you sprayed it, was that in 2023
See,
or?
it's a lot. Yes, 23. It's a lot of farmers down here that was using it.
Oh, really? Okay, so it was pretty common in the North Carolina area.
Yes.
Gotcha. Did you ever, like your property, how big is it? Is it like a farm area or is it like more like residential, like kind of front yard?
It's not a farm area, but it's surrounded by it. Yes, it's surrounded by farmland.
Gotcha. Did you ever use any protective gear when you were spraying it?
No, sir, I didn't.
No. Okay. And then you only used Roundup in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it, at home spraying?
Yes, spray bottle.
Gotcha.
It was very common here, so everybody use it.
And then you said you only used it during the summer, or were you using it, throughout the whole year?
Yes, just during the summer.
Just during the summer, so maybe about 3 months or so you used it.
Yes, sir.
3 months out of the year. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Would it be safe to say you have roughly, 90 times being exposed to the spray in your lifetime?
90, about 10, maybe, yes, about 3 or 4 times a month for about 10 years, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All righty. And now, did you get your water from a water well or was it city water?
We had water well. We had well water for a while. We recently switched over to the city about a year and a half ago.
Gotcha. Okay. So at the moment, it is it's city water at the moment.
At the moment, yes.
Gotcha. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, Agent Orange?
I haven't, but my father was diagnosed with the Agent Orange from Vietnam.
And you, nothing for you. Gotcha. Okay.
Nothing for me, yeah.
Did you use concentrate or premix?
Concentrated.
The concentrate. And when you, where would you go to
Yeah.
go get the Roundup? Would it be like a Home Depot, Walmart?
Like the CVS pharmacy.
CVS Pharmacy. And do you have any receipts of Roundup, or do you still have Roundup in your possession?
No, sir. I don't have any at the moment.
Alrighty. Have you ever smoked? No, never smoked.
No, sir, I don't smoke.
Alrighty. And are you currently employed?
Yeah, self-employed.
Self-employed.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And have you ever been in the military?
No, sir.
Nope. And did you lose any time from work because of any surgeries or any treatments?
I lost time from, yes, from my own business, yes.
How
I'm in the
did
in and out.
How many months, how many days, how many would you say maybe you were unable to work because of everything going on?
We'll say on and off, maybe a couple months on and off here and there.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No, sir.
Nope. And have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claims?
No, sir.
And have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, back in 2005.
Was it like a parking ticket? Minor. So besides, besides a minor traffic offense. Anything like that?
Yes, 2005. I had a it was just a concealed weapon.
Right. And can I go ahead and get the hospital that diagnosed you?
Yes, this is the one, the Duke Riley Hospital.
That's the one at the 3400 Wake Forest Road in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wait for it. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Doctor was Dr. John Nelson.
Dr. John Nelson. Righty. Yep. And how has the lymphoma impacted your life?
Pretty bad. It's now still it's like out of nowhere. I've never had it before, like bronchitis here and there. Like I've never had that before.
So you're
Just
getting a lot sicker.
pretty bad.
Here.
Yeah. It's like
Gotcha.
my immune system is not here.
Do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis?
Yes, they're at the hospital.
At the hospital. Okay. And do you have a date of your first
Yeah.
treatment?
Yes, it was the surgery was March 22nd, 2023.
Gotcha. You said that was surgery.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
I can put Virginia Best.
Okay. In the relationship here?
That's my mother.
Mother. And her phone. And her phone number
is 919-396-0393.
And it is okay to contact
and
her.
I could put my fiance as well.
Okay. Who would you? Because they only give us one. Do you think it's better for your mother or your fiance?
I put my fiance.
Okay. And her phone number?
19-273-5058.
19-273-5058.
It's 919.
Oh, 919.
273-5058.
Perfect. And her name?
Natasha Eller, Eller.
Alrighty, I do just want to verify this information, make sure everything is accurate here. Alrighty, so you did spray Roundup for 2 years. You did use it for, 10 separate times during at least, your 10 years of you using it. You did spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. And then you used it about 3 times a month. Did that all sound correct to you? Are you there? Did you catch that?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear it. Yep. Now I can hear you. Alrighty.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir.
You were diagnosed March 20th, 2023. You sprayed it at 304 Cone Street, Goldsboro, North Carolina. You spell your name J-I-M-M-I-E, last name J-O-N-E-S. Your email address is realjimjonesjr@gmail.com. Phone number 919-252-1656. You started spraying Roundup in 2010, stopped in about 2023. Let's see here. It was residential uses. See here, you are self-employed. You were seen at the 3400 Wake Forest Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, by Dr. Nelson at the Duke Raleigh Hospital. And your property address now, same address that you sprayed it, 304 Cone Street, Goldsboro, North Carolina, 27534. And then we have your fiance Natasha here as the emergency contact, 919-273-5058. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, sir, that sounds right.
All righty. Let me go ahead and send you over the DocuSign now. It's going to come to your text messages as well as your emails. So whatever is easier for you to go ahead and open, it'll be there.
I just open it through my text.
Yep. You can go ahead and just open it through the text messages.
Okay. All right.
And then let me.
Just sign it right here.
Yep, you can go ahead and sign it now. Now I'm going to send you a separate text message as well. And then I'm going to send you the law firm's information as well. You'll be working with Pulaski Law Firm. They'll give you a call within 7 business days. And during that phone call, they'll basically just verify the information is correct, make sure everything is accurate. And then from that moment, they'll actually be able to request the medical records on your behalf, okay?
Okay. All right. Okay.
And once I get the documents back, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm, and then that's kind of when everything, will kind of get going.
Okay.
Really quick, well, actually, I think it's fine. If you see anything in terms of spelling, addresses, anything like that, let me know. That way I can go ahead and get that fixed.
Okay, let's see. Yes, everything looks good.
Alrighty, perfect. And I just got them back, so thank you for that. I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. Law firm then take a look at them, basically just make sure everything is good. And then at that point, they will be able to legally represent you. Do you have
Okay.
any questions, comments,
All
concerns for
right.
me?
Thank you, sir. No, sir. That's about it. You say if I know any. I know a lot of farmers that they, but they're not aware of this. Do I tell them about it or?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, some of the criteria, just so they know kind of if they, would kind of qualify, they would have to be diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or some form of leukemia, and then they need to have sprayed it for about 2 years or so. But yeah, if anyone
Okay.
kind of fits within that, yeah, give them my number. My number, I sent you that text message on from 949. You can give them my number, and have them reach out, because we definitely want to help as many people as possible. So,
Okay, I will do that. Okay, I'll definitely do that.
well, I do appreciate it, Jimmy. If you do have anything
Definitely
for me,
will.
just let me know, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. You have a blessed rest of your day.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.